In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Well, good Monday morning to you. It's April 24th, and thank you for joining us for Word for Life. Pastor Ken Keltner of Brookside Baptist Church is been teaching through the book of Joshua for several months and getting very, very close to the end. We're in chapter 24 today. Just want to give you a thought toward this coming weekend. If you're looking for a church and need a church home, come visit us at Brookside. Sunday morning services, 9 o'clock and 10:15. Pastor Ken is concluding preaching in 1 Corinthians 7 about the home and marriage. And in the evening, he'll be finishing a series of messages from Psalm 34.
Thank you, Pastor Mark, and trust you had a great day of worship yesterday in your local church. Maybe you're not able to get out. We do have a streaming service like many churches have, and so if you went to our website, you could see how you could view the service live. And so we hope that you're spending time in the Word and corporately worshiping with God's people. We didn't think of local church worship. God did. Mm-hmm. And he said, don't forsake it. And he said, some do. And it's a terrible process when the enemy gets us out there by ourselves and we're away from the flock. Or easy picking. So you be faithful to your local church. And if you don't have one, we'd love to see you come and visit us here at Brookside. So in Joshua chapter 24, Joshua in the first 13 verses went through some past history. And he said, look at what God's done. And then in verses 14 to 24, Joshua has actually said, hey, we need to look at the present right now. And I see that you have this bent towards serving other gods, but you need to choose if you're going to serve the Lord. And he said, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. They came back and said, we'll serve the Lord. He was somewhat probably excited about that, Pastor Mark, but then he gave a warning. God's holy, God's jealous. You depart from what you're saying and you're going to suffer the consequences. Mm-hmm. And then you come back to verse 21 of chapter 24. And Israel and the people responding to Joshua, they're insistent. Why don't you read verse 21 for us?
And the people said to Joshua, no, but we will serve the Lord.
So they picked up Joshua's caution, because again, like we looked at last week, Joshua, he understood what kind of people he was dealing with. Mm-hmm. And friends, it's no different than us today. We can say, hey, I'm going to do this for God, and then before we know it, we're not even in church anymore. Mm-hmm. And so he's concerned about that. They come back and go, no, we will serve the Lord. And then Joshua's inquiry is in verse 22.
Yeah, so Joshua said to the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord for yourselves to serve him.
And they're acknowledging, yes, yeah, we have. Mm-hmm. And then Joshua's demand again comes back in verse 23.
Yeah, he says, now therefore, he said, put away the foreign gods which are among you and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel.
You know what God wants from us, Pastor Mark, is our hearts. I mean, you look at that word heart. It is mentioned all throughout Scripture. There in Deuteronomy chapter 6, known as the Shema, where Moses is telling him, you are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And he's saying, incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. Mm-hmm. Boy, can't you tell if someone's heart's with you or not?
Yeah.
I mean, it is this evident body language, everything. And that's how it is with us in the Lord.
Yeah.
You watch people, they come in and they come into church and poor guys having to pull the offering, take the offering and the money out. I mean, there are some that look like whoever put that $20 bill in was ticked.
Holding on to it tight.
I mean, that thing is so wadded up, they just tossed it. And God is wanting our heart, just as Joshua is telling him, incline your heart to the Lord your God. And then in verse 24, Israel is going to recommit themselves to this.
And the people said to Joshua, "The Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey."
So Joshua is looking here at the present. He's seeing some things that they're not doing. And so he's challenging them on this. You, he's saying, hear God's truth and be challenged by it. It isn't about what I say, but what I do. You know, friends, I can go to a car dealership and kick a tire or two and say, I really like this car. But the rubber meets the road when the nice man working for the dealership says, well, good, I'm glad you like it. Come on into my office. And he's going to put it all into writing, and he will want me to sign on the dotted line. And that's exactly where Joshua is going with this. In verses 25 to 28, now Joshua is looking to the future. He's emphasizing this commitment that folks, you need to make to God. He's going to make this covenant. Why don't you read the last verses here of Joshua 24.
25 to 28?
25 to 28.
Okay, so Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. Then Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, "Behold, this stone shall be a witness to us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke to us. It shall therefore be a witness to you, lest you deny your God." So Joshua let the people depart, each to his own inheritance.
So they make a covenant. I mean, a covenant's been pretty important. Joshua wrote them in the book of the law of God. So now he's given them a written witness for Israel. And a memorial is set. That memorial is like a silent witness. Joshua set a large stone under the oak tree. You know, Pastor Mark, archaeological digs at Shechem have identified this large pillar that matches this description. In other words, Joshua is saying, this pillar is going to be there for you to remember. Just like the 12 stones taken out of the Jordan River. Daddy, why are those stones there?
Yeah.
God did something very powerful one day. That's a memorial for us to remember what God did. And so this pillar is going to serve as a reminder to them. It will be like a grave marker, basically, over your daddy's grave. You know, what was your daddy's legacy like? And then now, what is your legacy going to be when you're gone?
Yeah.
And it will be like the contract signed for the sale of a car. In other words, this rock is going to hold your feet to the fire. Remember the commitment, for it will strengthen us. Someday, possibly, you know, you might make an important commitment to the Lord. And maybe today you need to turn over some of those idols and treasured possessions that have taken first place, really, in your life. I'm telling you, it could be a struggle. But no one will ever have victory in his journey of faith without a struggle. Without a fight, the conflict still rages. It was John Chrysostom, a courageous Syrian pastor in the 5th century A.D., who eventually was martyred for his faith. And listen to what he said. And I quote, "You are but a poor soldier of Christ if you think you can overcome without fighting, and suppose you can have the crown without the conflict." I mean, friends, we don't like the militant emphasis today of singing that song, "Am I a Soldier of the Cross?" Yet if we eliminate the militant side of the Christian faith, we're going to have to abandon the cross. The cross was where the real battle was waged and where it was won. Satan knew that he was defeated because at the cross he was doomed. Friends, we cannot live in a day of neutrality today, but in a day of decision. You have a choice to make. You have a choice to make today. It might be the battle is really raging right now for you. It could be there in your home. It could be in your business. It possibly could even be in your church. You're in a battle. You who have children know about the fight. Those of you who have standards different from others know what I'm talking about. The Christian life is a fight. A nation in crisis here with Joshua is now becoming a nation at ease. Pastor Mark, I'm told that after major world wars is when the majority of pastors or young men devoted themselves mm-hmm. to preaching. There's a dearth of pastors today. We haven't been in a major world conflict in mm-hmm. really since World War II. But I mean, you yeah. go back to even the Korean War and mm-hmm. Vietnam War. I mean, there have been guys that have come forth from mm-hmm. those wars. But I tell you what, a nation at ease, I think that describes us mm-hmm. very well, to the point that you know, we're arguing about, you know, how can you say you're a man or a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Joshua is concerned, as I think, friends, we should be concerned about, even within the church, our service for the Lord. Like Joshua, any Christian who wishes to be of any help to this sinful world must be one who continues to serve the Lord right here, right where they live, and right now today. And Pastor Mark, that really starts in the home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I need to set the standard and live in such a way that my family sees my passion is for God.
Yeah.
And let us all, friends, as we close this last chapter, and in our next broadcast, several broadcasts, we're just going to do a quick jet tour of Joshua for those of you maybe that didn't catch all of it. And then we'll move into the book of Judges. But I would say, as we come to this point, let us all say, as we face the choices of this life, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to close with a word of prayer, but if you're driving alone, you keep your eyes open. And I'm just going to ask the Lord to do a work in each of our hearts. Our Father, which art in heaven, we thank you for all you've done in our life. This vile world is not a friend of grace. And may the words of Joshua echo in our hearts and our minds today. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Friends, if you've never ever made that choice to trust Jesus Christ, may I ask, what in the world are you waiting for? If you haven't met Jesus at the cross, would you please come to him today? Today is the day, the choice in this vital decision. And dear Christian friend, as you possibly are driving along or sitting there at the kitchen table with a cup of coffee, you're quietly wondering, man, has the Spirit of God placed his finger of conviction with something on my heart that I put before him, that's really an idol before him? Maybe it's an ungodly relationship or an affair, and it's robbed you of your morals. It's robbed you of your testimony. Today, admit it to God and ask his forgiveness. Maybe as a parent, you've been complacent with your teenager. Today is the day to make a decision to hold the line and fight the battle for their good. And so, Father, may your Spirit do the work of drawing many back to you who would say, I'm putting the stake in the ground today, and I'm willing to say, I am going to serve the Lord. Oh, Father, give us boldness in these days. Your kingdom is at stake for us, and to stay, for us not to stay neutral any longer. Thank you for allowing us to look back at an ancient book, and because of it, may we journey in faith, believing, trusting you. And we ask this in the name of our dear Savior, Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. Thank you, and have a wonderful day, and we look forward to our next time together.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer, or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.